The first large-scale Australian study on the link between smoking and mortality shows that 2 out of 3 smokers can expect to die because of their habit. On average, smokers lose 10 years from their lives. Their risk of dropping dead at any age is 3 times higher than non-smokers. The study praised Australia's efforts to eradicate smoking, but says the pressure needs to be kept up. Michael Edwards has this report.
13% of Australians smoke on a daily basis. That equates to 2.7 million people out of a population of 23 million. Their reasons for picking up the habit vary, but many say they started smoking when they were young and impressionable.
Just through social group, other people smoking around me, it was easier to kind of talk to people as well. Like if you went outside and had a cigarette.
Ties in, I guess, when you're young and you're partying.
Peer pressure is a big factor, and some of the smokers AM spoke to in central Sydney say they just didn't listen to the warnings about the dangers of cigarettes when they were young.
I think when you're younger and you're in school and they have those programs, you kind of just, you listen, but you don't really take it in seriously.
A first-of-its-kind study in Australia shows people should be listening to warnings about tobacco. 200,000 people participated in the research that was conducted by the Sachs Institute. Professor Emily Banks, an epidemiologist from the Australian National University, led the research.
We have around 2.7 million smokers in Australia at the moment, and that means that 1.8 million of those smokers could be expected to die from their habit. And we compared the death rates in smokers with non-smokers. And what we found was over a 4-year period, smokers were 3 times as likely to die as non-smokers.
The 3 main conditions that kill smokers are cardiovascular disease, cancer, and chronic lung disease. And according to Professor Banks, it's not just heavy smokers who are at risk.
Even people who would consider themselves light smokers, that is people who smoke around 10 cigarettes a day on average, had a doubling in their risk of dying prematurely. And that is actually equivalent to, say, being morbidly obese, so having a body mass index of 35 or more in terms of your risk of premature death, or even drinking a bottle of vodka a day.
Australia has made big strides in getting people to quit. The current figure of 13% compares well to the 70% of Australians who were smoking in the 1940s. Educational programs and initiatives such as plain packaging have helped, but Professor Banks says the biggest reason for the drop is higher prices.
We really started with very high rates of smoking in the 1940s, 50s and 60s, and what we've seen is a steady decline as we've introduced tobacco control measures since then. And really with the increase, particularly in tax on cigarettes and with plain packaging, we've really gotten that down to quite a low percentage.
Some of the smokers AM spoke to were alarmed when presented with the main findings of the report.
2.7 million at 1.8.
Yeah.
That's a solid statistic. That is a solid statistic. It's a worrying statistic.
Well, it makes me feel quite uncomfortable, to be honest.
But it didn't scare everyone.
Not good, but die something.
On a positive note for young smokers, though, the study also found those who give up the habit before the age of 45 can mostly avoid the major risks associated with smoking.
Michael Edwards reporting.